Текст номер 38. How to make your application form work for you? Как заставить вашу анкету работать на вас? Видите здесь how to make your application form work? То есть как заставить работать. Перед словом work работать нет to, частицы to. Потому что после make в его значении заставлять частица to перед последующим глаголом не употребляется. Поехали. For all public service appointments and for increasing number of companies, the successful completing of application forms is now the only way to make it to the interview stage. The idea is that by asking each candidate identical questions, it is easier to make comparisons. And the new trend for companies is to have their own forms. Here are some golden rules to follow when filling out an application form. A. Marshal your facts. Get together all the relevant information about your qualifications, work experience, special achievements, and your leisure pursuits. You could also make notes of what you consider to be your particular skills and strengths. Start a folder so that this information is always easily available. B. Do some detective work. Find out everything you can about the organization you are targeting. Study the company's profile and then make a list of what this company is actually looking for. It is essential that you identify the key skills sought by that organization and demonstrate that you have just the qualities it wants. These qualities must be presented in a concrete way. It would be not enough just to say that you have good communication skills. You should say something like, as leader of our school's scientific society, I learned a lot about both public speaking and the exchange of opinions. C. Plan properly. Read the application form thoroughly and then read it again. Make a copy of it and use that as a first draft. Take the time to work out what will fit where and how you are going to space the information. Copy the finished form to use it as a reference if you do get called for an interview. This will also help you fill out similar forms in the future. D. Sell yourself. Be positive and don't worry about sounding boastful. This isn't the time for false modesty. Think about how you could use your qualifications and your work experience in a way that makes them sound particularly relevant to the job you want. Concentrate on describing what you can bring to an organization rather than what you hope to get out of it. Don't forget to include any extra skills you may have, like driving or speaking a foreign language, if you feel that they are relevant. Employers are keen to recruit well-rounded candidates. So include any hobbies or any prizes you may have won. Talk up your qualifications and experience to make them sound as impressive as you can, without, of course, being dishonest. Think about presentation. Use black ink. Write neatly, and if you know that your writing is hard to read, use capital letters. Use a dictionary to double-check spelling. F. Be concise. It is not a good idea to include masses of extra information on attached pieces of paper. This should only be done when it is specifically requested, and even then, it should be kept as brief and as relevant as possible. Do not be tempted to add any old information just to fill up the spaces between the questions. Sometimes the answers that people give are too detailed, and it can make a very bad impression. G. Answer all the questions. It is very vital to fill in every box. Try not to make references to other sources of information. It is not helpful, because forms require specific and explicit information. The only way a prospective candidate can do himself or herself justice is to answer everything he or she is asked. H. Never lie. Apart from the fact that you might be called out and asked to tell interviewers about your fictional ascent of Everest, writing deliberate falsehoods on an application form can sometimes be a sackable offense. I. Check your vocabulary. Avoid using unnecessarily complicated language. This will not impress. Watch out for wimpy words like mostly, quite, or fairly. They do not give the impression of energy or enthusiasm.